Economic Development Committee meeting for 6 o'clock on Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. We've got Alderman Clutcher, Alderman Hyatt, Alderman Merritt, Alderman Cook present, and we have staff. First item, citizens' comments.
Not yet.
Okay, we'll move on to minutes for corrections slash approval for September 2nd, 2025.
Good.
Take them as approved. New business, item one, EDC 2025-69, building permit report for August 2025.
In August, we did 136 permits, 10 single-family detached, 13 single-family attached, and just a bunch of random miscellaneous stuff, commercial stuff, things like that. I think we're going to start seeing the single-family attached go up because I know Ryan Builders pretty much pulled their last permit and started their last house, not on the 55 and older target in the north section, but the other section Ryan was building in. Their last house is in the ground as of today. They poured the footing on it. So that's the last one they had there. And I talked to them today, and they're chomping at the bit to get into the multifamily they have on the south side of town. So we're going to see this multifamily just continue to go up as prices go up. So.
Ben?
Yep. Good.
Good. Item two, EDC 2025-70, building inspection reports for August 2025.
Right. In August, we end up doing mostly inspections on single family homes, attached and detached. We're going to start seeing a little slowdown in our inspections as far as the engineering side goes, because as we come into winter, you know, we do the temporary occupancies and all that fun stuff. And then, so right now it's just single family attached and detached. We're seeing still a lot of fences, a lot of pools right now for some reason. I don't, I think prices, I was told by Signature Pools, the price is a little more affordable if you're not picky, but like a lot of these people paid a year or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then they're just getting the pools put in now. So apparently there's I think he said it's like a 10% discount if you don't ask when your pools can be put in. So it's a good day to be a pool guy, I guess. But yeah, so.
Good.
Okay, we're on to item three, EDC 2025-71, property maintenance report for August 2025.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, as you can see in there, we had a large amount of inquiries, inspections, and whatnot, not a ton that went to hearing. I apologize, I lost my sheet here. Pretty much in general, we had most everyone came into compliance during their violations. We had a few that stuck. Obviously, we're working on ground effects. I don't know if you saw or not, or part I told you, but the house on Blue Stem, that was a chronic problematic issue, that house is finally getting sold. So the city did get all of our money back from that. I want to say it was 40 something thousand, 33.
It was 31 for us, and then there were some utility billing.
So it was in excess of $30,000 that the former homeowner paid to the city clerk.
Blue Stem's where?
It's right. Remember, it's the one that Seavers always had an issue with.
Oh,
it's right over here.
Yeah.
What was it? 555, I believe it was. It was a chronic violator. So, we're following the process with the ones like ground effects and whatnot, and we're just going to keep going, and we're going to make sure that all the liens get put in place and that they're cut as soon as we can cut them, Public Works can cut them, and we're going to follow that process. And whenever they get sold, the city will get recompensated for all that work the Public Works does, and hopefully the nice thing is we've been able to, with the Blue Stem closing and the fees being paid at the end, we've been able to kind of leverage that with some of our problematic areas by saying, hey, you will pay these fees. They will get paid. You might not pay them now, but you'll pay them someday. And that we had one homeowner go, I thought we'd just walk away from it. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No.
It doesn't work that way. We're not a, you know, mom and pop store. We lean you. So they're already, believe it or not, they came into compliance within like 3 hours of having that discussion with them. So hopefully we can leverage that as an example for the rest of the community, but things like ground effects that the gentleman owns that hasn't called me back, won't call me back, won't speak to me.
I was wondering if you had any kind of communication. So let me ask you this, what happens with like the ground effects over the winter here now? I mean, you mow one more time and probably won't be in a violation, right?
We currently have a citation with them and they have a hearing date set. So we'll have that. If there's still weeds and grass that are above 8 inches, You know, I mean, if it's still in bad condition, we can still technically go out there. But what we'll start doing is we'll monitor closely for trash, debris, things like that, and we'll just start handling that. It's now it's a problem property, so we have to monitor it constantly. So I have Aaron, our property maintenance inspector, he's out there at least twice a week checking it out.
Okay.
So hopefully we'll just...
No, I didn't know winter they get a break because of...
Yeah, well, yes, they do, technically.
Because, you know, no grass is going to grow.
Yeah, exactly. But there's other... But we're going to keep an eye on them and just make sure the trash is built up. Because that's one of the main issues there. A lot of trash builds up there. I mean, the city picks up trash on the other side of the street because we cut that grass over there, the parkway. But I'm going to try to keep the homeowner at least responsible for their property, the building owner, to there to make sure they pick up the trash. We don't want trash and stuff building up there.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Item 4, EDC 2025-72, Economic Development Report for September 2025.
Nothing additional to add above the what's there in the report. Gerber collision and glass. Good Lord, Gerber collision and glass. Easier for me to say. Should be starting construction this month, which I know has been kind of a item that has been brought up in the past. It's right there on 47, so they should be starting construction there. It sounds like they're moving forward, so that should be exciting. I know I've had a lot of interest from people about Buffalo Wild Wings. They're hoping to open this month here in October. Mm-hmm. So, and they're discussing doing some kind of large giveaway or promotion with their money. But that is, details are coming to be determined. Once I receive that, I'll send it out to Bart and to staff as decision. Any questions? Go ahead and let them know.
Costco scheduled for when?
Mid-November,
not the 11th.
I heard that Texas Roadhouse is inquiring about going to the parking lot.
I would love a Texas Roadhouse. That's on my wish list.
So, yes.
You could tell Santa,
the answer
that
is
on my Christmas list.
From your lips to God's ears.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what one of my neighbors said. I was like, I don't know.
I haven't come here yet.
I always do this. I'm like, I don't know.
The only input I can give you on anything like that is I talked to one of the VPs of Costco. It was down the other day. We were talking about span of completion. We had a meeting to see where they're at. And he told me, he goes, we hold the lots for a year, 2 years, 3 years. He goes, we don't need to sell it.
Yeah.
We only sell it if the price is right and if the user works for Costco. He goes, all that matters is Costco. That's what he told me.
That's cool.
Perfect.
Wow.
They are not speaking to anyone
until
the store is open for 2 years.
Yeah, that's cool.
So it sits empty for 2 years then?
To protect their view shot.
They don't want anybody in their way.
Yeah.
Now that's not
good
to say you can't end up with some users on some other property around it,
yeah.
Which is what we are working at.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
Cool.
There's 7 acres in front of the store that is in two parts.
Yeah,
so the entrance was 3 acres on one side. They haven't even subdivided it yet. It's just there to get grass cut.
I see they have a temporary office next to Alta.
Yes.
Hiring office.
Yes, yes. And that's where the store manager is.
Cool.
Right now, working out. Steve.
Exciting.
Yes.
So we've got a couple different things that are planning on opening in October, like Lola's.
Is
Taco Bell.
Is already open.
Taco Bell
so
is open.
October
1st.
Yeah. Okay, so they did open on the 1st? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what about
SPY has something in
their move?
She told me she will contact me. When I talked to her 2 weeks ago for the report, she said, we have our equipment, we have things in. She is doing kind of the final touches on painting and redecorating in the new space. She also told me she's been a little stressed. She might take like a week to just kind of.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
So,
Lobby Chicana.
Yes. Ice cream sweet list.
Did she buy new equipment and not move out? Do we know?
No, I believe she moved things from one to the other.
Okay.
But there was, I believe, and you correct me if I'm wrong, she had to put like grease traps. There was some work that needed to be done to that space because it wasn't outfitted for what she was.
The one that had the new equipment was the Lola's.
She was coming from Spokane,
Okay.
And I believe that is a Buffalo Wild, not from Spain, but they were waiting on equipment when I spoke to him last, and that's why he wasn't sure on the, they're going between two different dates.
Got it. So. Sweet.
Yeah. And item five, EDC 2025-73, South Receiving Station Water Tower Rezoning.
Yeah, so for this item, it's for the South Receiving Station site. It's rezoning for a future public water tower and associated structures. This is a rezoning from the city on a 4-acre parcel from the B3 district, which is general business district, to a PI, which is public institutional district, for a South Receiving Station building, a standpipe, which is a water tower, and a DuPage Water Commission metering building as part of the city's Lake Michigan Water Project. The property is located north of 126, east of Wheaton Road, and south of Illinois Route 71. The city recently acquired this parcel from Restored Church. It's on the very southwest portion of their existing parcel. This property was annexed in Yorkville in 2008 as part of the Windmill Farms Planned Unit Development District. The city annexed the parcels and rezoned the entire site under a PUD zoning, and a final plat was never recorded to formalize the PUD, and development never commenced. In November of 2022, the City Council approved the Restored Church's rezoning petition, which consisted of three parcels, about 33 acres, and that was for the B3 General Business District. As part of this rezoning approval, there's an annexation agreement approved as well, which removed the three parcels from the Windmill Farms PUD. Therefore, the subject property the city is trying to rezone is no longer part of that PUD and only requires rezoning through the UDO. For the rezoning request, the city is rezoning it, as I mentioned, for B3 PI. The use of the subject property is considered public utility facilities other, which is utility uses engaged in activities other than electrical substations, distribution centers, gas regulation centers, and underground gas and other stations. And this is a permitted use in the PI. The UDO also includes specific rezoning standards. The city has provided written responses for each of them in the formal application, which will be entered into the record during the public hearing process. For the overall project, the development of the South Receiving Station includes three different projects. This includes two buildings, as I mentioned, one for the South Receiving Station for the city, a DWC metering building, and a water tower. The subject property will be accessible from the existing access point off of East Schoolhouse Road or 126. The proposed heights are in here as well. The South Receiving Station building will be 26 feet tall approximately. The DWC metering station building will be 14 feet tall, and the water tower will be about 138 feet tall to the top of the tank. Since this is a rezoning request, all the standards for appearance, landscaping, bulk, and dimensional standards will be verified during the public hearing, during the building review process. There's also pictures in here as well of all the different renderings for the site, as well as the property summary and other bulk regulations for PI. The last thing I'd like to mention would be for the subdivision lot split. Since the parcel's already been purchased, it will be split later this year once it's approved by the Kendall County Treasurer's Office. And EEI has prepared a plat survey for this site, and this plat survey, since it's only a lot split of a single lot into three or fewer lots, and it's a public tract of land, it doesn't require final plat of subdivision approval, and the zoning administrator can authorize the lot split. Lastly, this would trigger, if it's rezoned, it would trigger a comprehensive plan amendment, since it's going from a state conservation residential to an institutional district. Overall, staff is supportive of this rezoning, even though it requires that amendment to the comprehensive plan, and staff's recommendation is consideration of the city's immediate need for a reliable long-term water supply, as well as the area has not been developed for a while, if ever. Lastly, this is public hearings will be on November 12, 2025, and final consideration at City Council is planned for December 9th. We're just seeking any input from you guys if you have any questions for the EDC.
Owners are shady.
The owners are shady.
No.
So all this goes as planned, then when do they actually start building these two stations?
That's a brand question.
I mean, are we talking like a year or two away?
Seems under bid right now.
Yeah.
Soon. I don't know how soon, but very soon.
No, I was just curious if it would be, if we're...
The piping there is out to bid.
Yes. But I did get a call from EI wanting to know when our plan review of the structure that's going to be sitting on the property that's to be rezoned will be done. I told them it's
okay.
This much away.
I was just curious how quick they would start building.
Yeah.
we've been sitting on this one for a while until they got to the part where they finalized the purchase.
Yeah.
Matt? Is it meant for any use as it currently stands, or not until we switch over to DWC?
Just until we switch over. Okay. It's going to be an extensive construction to build the tanks up there and everything else, so they'll be working in tandem.
Okay.
We have to have that all the way done before the pipe can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like step one. Okay. I got no old business. Any additional business? Need to turn. I need to write.